reach the island.
Guys, I think I got it working.
You sure?
Yeah, I think this is working.
Me. For anyone out there...
What are we going to do with this? Is there anybody even left to listen?
I don't know. Let me
do an intro. Anyone listening on this
frequency, it has been 6 months since the zombie apocalypse. And this is Three Way of Awesome!
Woo!
Yes, we are back, folks. We just found this transistor, and we're coming live to this frequency.
Yeah.
Think there's anyone listening?
I don't know. What if zombies are listening?
I don't think zombies can listen, can they?
Well, they have to be able to hear...
Well, they just kind of scream, you know? Like deaf people scream.
Right.
You can't hear it.
True.
You know what I mean?
What are your thoughts, Stefan? Can zombies hear things?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure I'm turning into one.
What the fuck? What are you
Were
mean?
You bitten?
Maybe. I got the scratch under my arm.
Oh my god. That's more than a scratch. Yeah, that
looks like someone ripped out flesh from your body.
Look, let's not jump to conclusions. I just don't feel well, alright? Let's just sit this one out, and if you have to shoot me, just do it, I guess.
Okay. I think you should try and make it through at least one more podcast here, because we don't have anyone else to replace you, because they're all zombies now.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Austin, zombie. Andy, zombie.
Boot, zombie.
Boot, zombie. Tom, Jew, zombie.
Like I said, I'll do what I can. I mean, it may not even be zombie. We don't even know. Could be just like the case of the herpes on my arm for some reason.
How the fuck would you get herpes?
Listen. Okay, I saw this dead girl. Who I think might have been a zombie. I don't know. She didn't have a head.
What?
But I pretty much just manhandled her.
Oh, yeah.
I gave her
was
the old
even
ravishing.
Fun?
Was it cold?
Yeah, man.
It had to have been cold.
It had to have been cold.
Well, see, it was just recent. I cut the head off. So I know that she was
You
fresh.
Cut the head off?
The fuck
did
you
I mention
do that,
that
for?
Before?
No.
I've done it to zombies, but you said you weren't sure if she was a zombie.
Well, she was really pale and kind of ugly.
What?
Why do you think I cut the head off? I think she was a zombie.
You got some problems, man. This
I'm
changed
appalled.
You.
So what's it been like for you guys since the apocalypse here? Any stories? Leaper, you got something?
I do got something. So about 3 weeks ago, right? I'm really pumped. I'm down towards what used to be Bag and Save. They turned it into a military stronghold, and now it's just zombie fuck Faceville. And I'm down by there because I gotta get some TP.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I see this beautiful woman. At first, I thought that I'm just imagining something, because I have an 8 in, like, 2.5 days.
You didn't cut her head off, did you?
I did not cut her head off, no.
Listen, she was probably a zombie. It doesn't even matter.
You know, I shoot a couple zombies in the head, make my way towards her.
It was actually a survivor.
I don't know where the fuck she came from, or how she got there.
Wow, dude.
But, you know, we get to talking, and I'm like, hey, I'm here for TP, what are you here for? She goes, TP, we just hit it off real great.
Wow.
I say, hey, you wanna come back to under my car? It's really the only safe place around here. She's like, yeah.
Under your car?
Yeah.
Toilet paper and under your car. This is
yeah.
A very nice story here.
I found a Butterfinger. We shared it.
You just found it? Was it in a wrapper at least?
Yeah, it was in a
wrapper. Oh, yeah, it's coming from the guy who fucks people with no heads.
Listen, I am probably going to turn into a zombie here. I am running low on time, so my expectations aren't
and
that
so,
high.
Like I said, we really hit it off, and, you know, we start kissing, and I just haven't had sex in so long, so I just start taking her clothes off and just really going at it. While I'm going at it, I go down to kiss on her neck, and there's a mark there. It looks like she's been bit. It's pretty bruised.
It's called a hickey.
No. This was more than a hickey. This looked like something just ripped her neck off.
You know what you do in that situation? Cut their head off.
No. So I hurry the fuck up.
I see the reasoning now.
And I finish up and I'm like, you know, I gotta work in the morning. She's like, no, you don't. No one works in the morning. And I'm like, you really can't stay here. As I say that, she drops and starts, I don't know what she did. She spazzed out or something and stops. So I'm thinking, boy, I better get the fuck out of here. But, you know, I wait to make sure, you know, maybe I was mistaken. Maybe she's just some weird, got some sort of disease. No, she turns into a fucking zombie. So I have to put, I basically had to undo the jack from my car and just, my car just smashed on top of her.
Did you at least pull out of her ass before that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah,
oh,
I finished.
I was about to say.
I finished, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you finished first, of course.
No, man, I wasn't not going to get off. I mean, I was finishing, all
right? Well, you already had her hands behind her back like you should, right?
Yeah.
So she wasn't, like, going to be too dangerous.
No, but, I mean, still, I didn't want to take a chance just in case, you know. I hear those zombies can get pretty powerful. I don't let them get close enough to me. You, however, seem to like to be pretty close to them to be able to cut their head off.
No, I chained them down first.
Oh, okay. God, you were brutal.
Well, no, we were doing some bondage shit, but listen, enough about me. I mean, this isn't about me. This isn't pick apart Stefan's decisions. It's a zombie apocalypse, okay? People get needy.
Yeah.
He was probably a fucking zombie, all right?
Well, speaking of needy, so I've been living in my car since the apocalypse, and, you know, you can't drive anywhere because of all the shit in the roads. Dead bodies, cars.
And literal shit.
And literal
people
shit.
People just go to the bathroom
whenever
they please nowadays.
So I needed to go to the gas station, see if there's anything still there. So I set off on a walk. Didn't see any zombies, really. This was about noon. I get to the gas station, it's just decimated. There's nothing there. Although I did find a pie. And I haven't had sex in a really long time.
Hey.
So I just cut its head off.
Nice.
Whoa.
No, but really, I found a couple drinks and stuff on some water. There's actually still a cherry flavor blast in the fountain. So I filled up a whole cup with that. And I hear some rustling in the bathroom. I'm like, what the hell's going on? So, you know, I go up to the door and I knock on the door and I don't hear a knock back. I just hear, like, you know, rustling in there. And I open the door and there's two zombies in there. Now, we've already established that zombies probably can't hear. But I didn't know they could be gay.
Two zombies of the same sex?
I believe so. I mean, they're kind of indistinguishable, but
were they teenager zombies?
Again,
if they were, teenagers have homosexuality tendencies.
Yeah,
they're on
just,
and off.
They're sporadic, really.
Yeah.
So I crack both of them with a baseball bat, which, by the way, is definitely my favorite weapon in the zombie apocalypse. It's quick, it's effective, and doesn't get stuck.
What about a hacksaw?
Could get stuck.
You like hacksaws? Do you cut off a lot of zombies' heads?
Like, are we talking in a day, or?
Yeah, we're talking in a day.
I average about 1.5.
Okay.
1.5 zombie kills a day? Or zombie sex a day? Or heads a day?
All three, baby.
Okay.
Because I gotta say, at the very first, the beginning of the zombie apocalypse, I was racking up kills a lot.
Yeah, man, they were all over.
Constantly.
It was like a Left 4 Dead fest.
Well, that's when, like, you're just freaking out, because you're not, obviously this is, like, fucking shocking, and you're just freaking balls, so of course you're just going to unload on everybody you see, whether a zombie
or
not.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to take that chance.
So,
like, you remember, like, my neighbor Robert?
Yeah.
Totally fucking killed him. The guy walks around like Frankenstein. What does he expect? I keep telling him, don't walk like that. You scare the shit out of me. And sure enough, we have a zombie apocalypse, and I accidentally kill him.
Yeah.
He's got a tight ass, though.
Whoa. Oh,
so,
wow.
So, you know, and then it really shows what you should and shouldn't use in a zombie apocalypse. One, guns are nice, but they run out of ammo quick, especially when there's no ammo supply around. Like, how many times are you going to find 9mm bullets?
Not a lot.
Yeah, you just don't find them. Like, they're not just laying around.
I had to raid the police station more than once.
I do have a riot shield.
Have you ever been to, like, Arnold's Pizza Shop? You guys ever heard of that place?
No.
No.
They have, like, I mean, you don't, they don't really have, like, mushrooms or any of that for, like, toppings, but they have a shit ton of 9mm bullets. Fucking, like, ammo up the ass.
I need to get in there.
I know.
Where the fuck is that at?
It's over off 3rd Street.
That's a long way away.
Might be worth it for some bullets.
True.
You want to go with me?
Nah, I'd rather just go to the police station.
Alright.
Take what I need, and then I go back.
But, you know, I started hacking at zombies with crowbars. They get stuck.
Do they?
Oh, it's awful, dude. You whack them right in the head, and it just sticks right there.
I've never tried. I like the baseball bat.
And especially if they're not dead. You know how hard it is to pull that shit out? When they're still moving around trying to attack you?
Oh, believe me, I know.
And then,
it's good to see that I still have a sense of humor after all these dead bodies.
Then, you know, knives are fine, too, to cut, but they also get kind of stuck, and for the most part, superficial wounds, not really going to stop the zombie.
No.
You know, if they never had a head to begin with, they wouldn't be getting things stuck in it.
The best is just to bash their head in with a baseball bat. That's all you got to do.
Nah,
just
cut it off.
Just a couple good swings.
See, I'll take...
Aluminum, preferably.
See, I can just cut it off.
And we can use that to, like...
Throw a head.
Yeah, I'll throw it up for you, and you can swing at it.
No, you'll hit me in the throat.
I know. That does happen.
Yeah, quite a bit.
Long, long time ago.
Before
back when,
all this.
Yeah. Back when things were still normal.
So, Stefan, do you have any stories you'd like to share with us in the past 6 months?
I have to say, I'm a little bit worried about my arm right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I just like hearing your guys' voices, but if it comes to me, I will definitely share. I'm just kind of trying to survive this arm heartbeat thing or zombie.
You should probably just hang on just a little bit longer.
I know,
yeah,
right?
Really, you should.
I'm
trying.
You know, another thing is, like I said, the roads are just awful. I mean, you know how hard it is to just get to the gas station walking through yards and fields and over fences when you can't really take the road?
That's true.
Because, one, you can be seen on the road easily. You got nothing to hide you on the road when you're in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
You got some cars to hide behind, sure. Some logs to hide behind, but if you're standing up, you just gotta climb over all the stuff that's in your way.
Yeah, it's a tough climb.
One of these days, I'm gonna try and move some stuff out of my way. So I'll have, like, a clear link to either the gas station, which is really running out of supplies, so I guess not really worth going there. Maybe a grocery store.
Have you seen any other people?
That does remind me. I saw, like, my teacher from 7th grade. She was... Apparently, she survived. I don't know how. She was all on her own. Didn't look like she had any family or anything with her. She's a fucking badass, though. But anyways, so I lured all these zombies towards her because I really hated this bitch.
Oh, man.
So I got her, like, fucking... She turned into a zombie because I led a swarm to her.
Yeah.
And let's just say she didn't make it. And then when all the zombies left her alone, I cut her head off and raped her.
Nah.
Yeah, it shows that bitch.
That's the rules of the apocalypse.
Tell me to use a pen every time in English.
A right fucking cursive. Fuck that.
Yeah.
You know, what's upsetting is the only member of my family still alive is Chip.
Dude, Chip can make it through anything.
Yeah, Chip's
a
hard
ass. He's made it through everything. He's been hit by cars, he's had cancer, he's had infections, zombie apocalypse. I mean, he killed Max. Max was a zombie. He killed him.
I said, fuck you.
Well, it's probably because he has a great disguise. Have you seen Chip's teeth? He looks like a fucking zombie.
Yeah, he does look like a zombie.
And he's missing, like, a toe. He's been through hell way long before the zombie apocalypse ever happened.
Yeah, if you've already been through hell, when hell happens again, you know, what are you going to do? Just laugh at it.
But fucking Chip does look like Rambo. Yeah. Like, have you seen him man that Tommy gun?
Yeah.
Chip, like, really stepped... Like, I don't know when the hell this happened, but apparently dogs were smart all along. Because this fucking Chip just, like, stood up on 2 feet, and he's like, you, I'm totally killing you. And he just fucking lobbed a grenade over to this guy.
What the fuck?
I was like, holy shit,
he doesn't have fucking thumbs. It's crazy.
I know.
Yeah.
What a hell of a blowjob that guy has. Just kidding. Of course. No, that'd
be
gross.
Man, you take it from everything. You must really be,
That'd be gross.
You must be hurting.
What's up?
You must be... missing your sex life, so...
No.
I think he has a pretty active sex life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you had sex with anything with a head recently?
I don't think so. I might have
a
problem.
I will say, there is a good thing about the zombie apocalypse.
What?
You can take whatever the fuck you want. You don't have to buy anything anymore.
But a lot of the times, it's gone.
You know what I use money for? To wipe my ass when I don't have toilet paper. Or to start fires.
Yeah, that's very true. Money is worthless. Unfortunately, all the things we wanted before the apocalypse are
pretty much useless
now.
But
like, I can't go buy a new TV, you know?
No.
Yeah, what the hell are you going to do with that shit?
Nothing.
Nothing on. Just fucking static.
It's terrible. Or the emergency broadcast system's just...
Oh, those are annoying as hell.
Yeah.
You know what I really want to go find? I want to go find an ambulance. Yeah, and I want to trick it out.
That'd be pretty sweet.
And, like, put a gunner seat
up
at the top, you know?
A fucking snowplow type thing on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, plow through the zombies, and then we can actually find a good stronghold. And you know what we can do? More podcasts.
Yeah.
Could someone, like, get me a new towel? Like, this one is completely bloody.
Yeah. Here's a new towel. You should
really try and clean that up.
Thanks.
You want, like, a Band-Aid or something?
Yeah, a Band-Aid leaper.
Yeah.
Because zombie apocalypse is with my fucking arm here.
You want some
Band-Aid's
like,
really going to solve
shit. You want
shit.
Some, like, Neosporin?
Yeah. Maybe some peroxide.
Anybody got any, like, jalapenos?
I do not.
You just ate a giant pickle.
Not yet. I'm saving that for the big hurrah. when I feel like either I'm, done or I'm turning into a zombie, I'm eating that pickle and saying, fuck it.
Then I'm going to have to blow your brains out. You know that, right?
Hey,
do you have any ammo?
Yeah, I got one bullet left. It was supposed to be for me, but...
Because I've got like four shots.
Okay.
And I haven't been to Arnold's Pizza Shop yet. I really want to make it down there for some 9mm bullets.
That'd be good.
So...
Police station's shorter, I'm just saying. And less dangerous, because I already cleared it out.
So, Leaper, have you seen anyone you used to know at all?
I did see that douchebag Red DeBoer.
Really?
Yeah.
How is he doing?
He's a zombie. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's a zombie, and he's still the douchiest zombie probably in the world.
Really, does he still wear, like, a USC cap?
No, he's got some...
Or an LA cap?
Yeah, some douchebag LA cap. Still turned sideways. It's got a hole in the hat, though. Looks like someone tried to shoot him but missed. So they must be the unluckiest person in the world. And then he's got his pants sagging. There's a couple holes in it, and he's got some LA jersey where it's all ripped and shit.
Wow. That guy was a fuckhead when he wasn't a zombie.
Yeah.
Sounds more of a fuckhead now that he is a zombie.
Good thing I sawed his head off. But yeah. not the head you're thinking of.
Oh, God. What is your problem?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Oh, man.
You feeling all right?
I don't know, man.
Dude, I think he's going to try and fucking eat me. I'm getting scared over here.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Feels like something's fucking tearing through my fuck. Ah, fuck you, Leaper.
Whoa.
You fucking hit the table so many fucking times. I'm sick of it. You're late. You're gonna die.
Well, for Leaper, who will be turning into a zombie soon, for Dead Stefan, this is Matt signing out.